This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
When Jonathan Swift wrote the satirical essay about how we were going to have to eat babies as a legitimate response to the economic crisis at the time, he was thinking of a movie like This Is the End. This Is the End is a send-up of Hollywood in such a brilliant fashion that you can't help but have a wonderful time in the process. It's got Seth Rogen, James Franco, Danny McBride, Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Craig Robinson, Mindy Kaling. And it's really the super bad gang. Pineapple Express is sort of a sequel to Pineapple Express, but the tension here is between the characters and themselves. They sort of literalize a end of days revelations, Book of Revelations situation, and they set themselves up as the characters that are all going to hell, and you know, narcissism and greed, all the different things about celebrity worship. That you get a sense that there's a good amount of self-loathing that has gone into this, and anyone who's a fan of Larry David understands that self-loathing drives the best humor, because if you can't make fun of yourself in front of people, then it's hard to get people to laugh at you. So what happens in This Is the End? Well, there's actually a bunch of mini films within the film. It's both a stoner movie. It's sort of a satire of the exorcism. There are lots of segments. It almost feels like an episode of Saturday Night Live done by a bunch of actors portraying the characters that are in the movie. But they do it so brilliantly that you can't help but want to watch a sequel. So hopefully This Is the End is not the end, because when comedies come along that are this good, you want them to get your money so that they realize that you can make money doing stuff like this. So you hope that a movie like this will make money. It's hard to say enough good things about This Is the End, because it's really freaking good.